Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
It's in heaven and to his darling son Jesus, who died on our Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to that blessed Holy Spirit which abides in us and comforts us and teaches us in all matters spiritually. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come at this hour. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Oh, Father God, we come once more and again asking you to just continue to have mercy upon us. Oh, Father God, as we're about to hear the words from on high, we pray that these words that be used be not a hindrance unto anyone, but be used for the further edification of your kingdom. Oh, Father God, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we just say thank you once more and again in the mighty and gracious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, the book of John, chapter 8, verse 3 states, "And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down with his finger and wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accuser? Had no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I just read to you from the book of John, chapter 8, verses 3 to 11. Now, this scenario is a perfect example of the gracious love that Jesus Christ has for us. This gracious love extended to when we are all still were sinners. The scribes and the Pharisees, men who basked in their own self-righteousness, brought forth a woman who had been caught in the very act of adultery. It is quite interesting because they did not bring the man that was with her that committed adultery, because we all know it takes two to commit adultery. But they brought the woman forth. Anyway, the scribes and the Pharisees was ready to see justice carried out. They had found someone who had committed an act they wanted punished. And the justice that they wanted to see carried out was the justice that was described during the Mosaic law. Amen. Because if a person was committed in adultery, they would be put to death. They wanted to condemn her and give her the ultimate punishment, which was stoning. The Pharisees and the scribes also had an ulterior motive. They wanted to use this situation to trap Jesus. If he ordered that the lady was to be killed, they were going to use that against him. If he chose to let the woman go, they were going to use that against him. You ever been caught in a situation where no matter what you do, if you're doing the best that you can, you're still wrong. If you're doing wrong, you're still wrong. If you're doing right, you're still right. Wrong. You see, this is where they wanted to come against Jesus. They wanted to, no matter what he did, whether it was for the good or for the betterment of man, he still was doing wrong. Amen. And the Pharisees and the scribes, they did that because they just simply did not like Jesus. You see, my brothers and sisters, you know, sometimes when you're standing for that which is right and you're going for the underdog, you are hated by man because of the fact that they think that you think that you're more than who they, what they are. But the bottom line is we all are the same in God's eyesight. It's just that I have, or you may have, a different agenda because you choose to call God and let God be the head of your life. Amen. And when you're following Jesus, people will come against you because you're not walking the way that they'll walk. I like to always say that as a Christian, we walk to a different drumbeat, mainly because we're in the world but not of the world. Amen. And as I said, the Pharisees, they did not like Jesus at all, simply because he exposed the flaws that is within them. Amen. Because they considered themselves to be self-righteous. They were not ready to change their ways, amen, because change is something that must take place whether you want it to or don't want it to. It takes place in your life. So why can't you change yourself to be a better person in the world of today? You know, you ever heard or met a person that would say that, I was like this when you met me, and I'll be like this until the day I die. But you see, my brothers and sisters, they feel like if they change anything about them, they changing it for a person. But the bottom line, if you make changes in your life to become a better person, then you are making changes because you want to have a much more better, closer, and personal relationship with God. That's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. That's why we have to examine ourselves. That's why we have to take a look at ourselves, because I want to be, I don't know about you, but I want to be a better person than I was yesterday. I don't want to make the same mistakes that I made yesterday. I want to move into a better lifestyle, and that lifestyle that I choose to live is the lifestyle that God wants me to live. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, the Pharisees, they were the reason they brought this woman to Jesus and said that she committed adultery, because they were seeking revenge against Jesus because of the fact that he exposed their flaws. You know, when you speak the truth, it exposes people's flaws. And sometimes people set out to seek revenge against you. You should never allow yourself to get to a point where you refuse to take correction. Let me say that again. You should never allow yourself to get to the point to where you refuse to take correction. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, because when somebody come to you and talk to you and tell you about you, it's because of the fact that they see something in you in order to help you become a better person. You know, you ever heard the saying that say we are each other's eyes? And when we look into each other's eyes, we can look into the window panes of other people's soul. So I can see something in you because it once was in me. And I choose to become a better person. So if I choose to become a better person, I will accept the words that you tell me, because it's helping me to take a look at myself. Amen. So we should never refuse to take correction. Or we'll end up as bitter and blinded as the Pharisees. And this is a life that we don't want to live. Jesus, who was well aware of their motives, ignoring their baying for blood, and proceeded to write on the ground. When he got up and simply told them that he that is without sin, let him be the first one to cast a stone, he wasn't denying that justice was to be served, but he said that the person who does not have any sin should do so. Remember, we all of sin. Amen. For I can only recollect that there was only one person that walked this earth that was perfect, and that person was Jesus. For the Bible tells us we all are of sin. The Pharisees and the scribes were brought down from their high horses, and they all left. Amen. They all left with their heads bowed down. When you get caught up in self-righteousness, you become bent on pointing out other people's sin instead of focusing on the flaws in your life. Such pride will always lead us to an embarrassing fall. You see, my brothers and sisters, I know you all heard that song that say, sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. You see, my brothers and sisters, that's why we need to take a look at ourselves. Amen? We need to take a look at ourselves. It's easy for us to point out other people's faults, other people's wrong. It's easy for us to look at other people's shortcomings. It's easy for us to point out people's downfalls. But the thing about it is, can you point out your own faults and your own shortcomings? You see, God wants us to be a better person in the world of today. That's why the scripture teaches us that a wise man is eager to learn. And when I apply what I'm learning, then I become a better person. When I apply what I'm learning, then I allow change to take place in my life. When I apply what I'm learning, then I'm doing the best that I can to live inside the will of God. And that's what it's all about, my brothers and sisters. I want to know today, how many of you choose to live inside of the will of God? Or do you choose to be like the Pharisees and the scribes and try to trap people and bring people down? I come to encourage you today to lift people up. That's why the scripture encourages us to forsake not the assembly with others. Because so many people don't want to assemble with others. So many people don't want to get to know somebody. But we are to assemble with one another because we are supposed to encourage one another and lift one another up. Not point out each other faults and each other wrong. I want to just say good morning to each and every one of you. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you. And I want to let you know that God loves you no matter what. And I'm grateful today that he looked beyond my faults. I'm grateful today that he didn't hold the things that I did in my past against me. I'm grateful today that he is blessing me beyond my imagination. And if you are grateful today, you ought to just take the time out and just say, thank you. You ought to take the time out to say, thank you, oh Holy Father. I give you glory. And I honor your name because you've been just that kind of God to me. You made a way when there was no way. Oh, Father God, you opened doors that were closed in my faith. How many of you feel like praising the Lord along with me? I say, how many of you feel like praising the Lord along with me? You ought to just give him some praise right now because truly, he is worthy of all the praise. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that has transpired this morning. We thank you for our last night's slumber, and we thank you for touching us with the button of nature and open up our eyes so that we can behold this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Oh, Father God, we thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for watching over us and protecting us and keeping us out of harm's way. Oh, Father God, we thank you from the depths of our heart because you've been just that kind of God. Oh, Father God, we give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, we say thank you once more and again. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Amen. Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Your tears. of the pain.
To hear some singing.
want to encourage you today that no matter what you're going through, God is a healer. You have to encourage yourself. You have to speak life to yourself. You have to tell yourself, I shall not die. Tell yourself, after this storm, I will be made whole. You can be made whole. No matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it is, say to yourself, He is my healer.
Conqueror.
You're gonna make it. Hold your head up. Stick your chest out. You're gonna make it. Live, my brother. Live, my sister.